Did you ever meet someone famous and then tell everyone about your encounter? That's in a sense what Jack does for a living. But it's more than just telling the story about some well-known celebrities. We sit down with him on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Jack Stallman made a go of it in Hollywood, having short roles in TV shows, commercials, and the like, but he knew he wasn't going to hit it big and wanted to find another career that suited his skills.
I transitioned to speaking. I was just acting, producing, you know, just trying to do the Hollywood thing out there. I didn't even realize that speaking was like a thing. And that's relatively new in my life. I'm like, oh, you can get paid to speak? A little? And yes, you can.
And his speaking career is definitely intertwined with his previous career.
I base all my material on the celebrity encounters that I had, because when I tell those stories, and you know, I got a George Clooney story, and people are like, oh, I know who George Clooney is. So it's not like I'm telling a story about my Uncle Bob, who you can't picture or imagine.
The message he brings to audiences are life skills based on what he learned in Hollywood. So what about that meeting with George Clooney?
He was alongside me in a car. I lowered the window. I was talking to my mom on the phone. And he's like, who are you talking to? And I'm like, I'm talking to my mom, telling her I'm looking at you, you know, like, this is cool. And he's like, say hello to mom for me.
It was a short but memorable encounter, but also one he uses to make a point with audiences.
Everybody I have met who has had an encounter with George Clooney says that he makes you feel like the most important person in the room. So that's, I think, the number one takeaway for me is like trying to get just a little sliver of making people feel important.
Jack Stallman has plenty of fun stories. I caught up with him in the Dakotas, and you can just Google the Don't Flinch guy to find him. Traveling the Countryside in Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.